I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
Oh, look at that.
That is not fucking awesome.
That's crazy.
What?
That's crazy.
Yes, I'm balding. That.
On the side. Are you going to have a front comb over like Trump? Like you're just going to have bangs and nothing else?
I also have to wear, every time I wear my hair up, I have to put hairspray because I'm getting these curly guys. Like,
maybe you should just shave your sides and just have long on the top and shaved underneath.
Maybe.
Like Ray.
So it's really been bugging me that I've been getting these little hairs, but like it's not actually fixing the actual bald fucking spots I have. God damn it.
You're like, goddamn supplements? You're supposed to be growing in the bald areas, not giving me new baby hairs everywhere else.
These baby hairs are out of control. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this session of Aging is a Fucking Racket.
You are? This is Maggie and I'm Shannon. Aging is a fucking racket. Welcome to our new podcast.
Yes, exactly.
My brother just turned 40 this week. Someone else just did too. And I was like, wait till 42. Wah, wah.
I did not expect to feel this old yet. Like,
yeah. I feel it started around 38. Like, shit, like, really kind of started hitting the fan. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, I might feel that way in 2 weeks when I turn 38. But I'm already, like, why does my back hurt? Why does my shoulder hurt? Like, why do my knees hurt?
I mean, have you pulled a muscle wiping your ass yet? I mean, no. You ain't old until you pull a muscle wiping your ass.
No, I haven't done that yet.
Yeah. I did that a long time ago. I think that was just from being fat though. Not old.
Right.
I gotta be careful though, because now I know the possibility's real.
It could happen. It could happen.
Oh, that could happen again. Gotta stretch out. Stretch up the poop wall and then like whip around and wipe.
Ugh. So tell everybody how awesome my Halloween nails are.
Your Halloween nails are so cute. You got a little candy corn, little stars, little polka dots, some ghosties, and some kitty cat. Oh, was it spiders? Spiders, little spiders.
Aren't they great? Every single nail is a different pattern and it's all orange and purple. I feel so special.
I love it. Very fun.
So Halloween is coming up this week.
Yes. Oh yeah, I have an article for us to go over. This is our Halloween episode.
Ooh. Aging. It's scary.
Ooh.
Wrinkles. Ooh. Balding. Pulling a muscle, wiping your ass. So I'm going to encourage everyone to celebrate Loungeween this year. It's a holiday that I like to celebrate. My girlfriends and I developed it in college because we were tired of being around all those drunk fools. You wear stretch pants and you eat snacks and you watch scary movies. Loungeween.
Loungeween.
Buy your own goddamn candy this year. Trick-or-treating is dangerous.
I'm just going to Google the song I want to hear.
Trick-or-treating doesn't have to be dangerous, but I'm going to assume that a lot of the people who decided to participate in it don't give a shit about coronavirus. Like, they could absolutely be... You having fun over there?
I am.
They absolutely could be doing it safely. You could, like, have a zip line that you zip... treats down. You can have like a catapult bucket, right? You could have just like a bunch of candies on clotheslines and everybody just gets to pick their candy. Like there are many ways you can do it safely, but I'm going to assume that most of the people handing out candy are dickweeds who think that COVID is not a big deal. So, buy your own.
It is individually wrapped. So,
right, and that's the, okay. So,
how about, you know what I would like to do? I do enjoy the zip line kind of stuff because I've seen the ones where the people put candy and beer in it. So beer for the dad and or beer for the parents and candy for the kids. I want to tie my candy to a bow and arrow and shoot the arrow at people as they walk by.
Yeah.
That's just me though.
Right.
No, I'm not, I'm not a fan of the trick or treating because my kid's not allowed to eat candy and I don't need that shit laying around the house. So we, since she was little, have been doing activities instead of door to door stuff. So, you've gone to the fire station with us and that was trick or treating, but it was inside a fire station and there was lots of fun activities to do.
And there was pizza.
Yeah, there was pizza, there was storytelling, there was photo ops, there was all sorts of stuff. So I like doing stuff like that.
It was kind of like an indoor carnival.
Yeah, like a little fall festival. So a little festival. This year we're going to go to, and we do this one really often, almost every year. We go to Henry Ford Museum to Greenfield Village. And it's a historical Americana village from the turn of the century. It's an actual working farm still. And they have Thomas Edison's lab there. So it's like a little scientific type of historical village. And they decorate it and have all sorts of fun stuff for Halloween. They normally do trick-or-treating, but they're not doing that this year. It's just going to be decorated and you can walk around and do whatever you want. So we're going to go do that on Halloween. So
yeah, that's fun. I was gonna go with you, but then my roommate Amy from college was like, I'm coming over for Loungeween.
Because your parents are leaving town, right?
Yep.
Where are they going again? I forget.
Up to Grandma Jean's house to deal with more shit,
do stuff. Let me know when I can pay for the installation of internet there so I can work from home over the summer there. Legit. I'm serious about that. So
I know you are.
Love to have a summer house I can work from. So it was nice up there. I enjoyed it. It was very peaceful and relaxing. So
typical granny's house.
Granny's nice little granny house. So nice little granny house. That was nice. Oh, this song is way longer than I thought it was going to be.
It says that it's 6.5 minutes. Yeah. It said it right there.
I know. I didn't realize the radio edit, I'm sure, is 3.5 minutes, like a normal song. So, anyway,
guys,
Loungeween.
I started Christmas shopping yesterday.
I'm way ahead of you. I started Christmas shopping 6 months ago.
Oh, well, I mean.
Because I'm a freak.
You just buy gifts all the time.
It's true. I just buy shit all the time. And I'm like, I'm saving this for Christmas.
Does it count as Christmas shopping if it was just something that you purchased because you wanted to and then later decided that it was going to be a Christmas gift?
Of course it does. Think of all the Christmas gifts, using my fingerlings there. I could have just saved for you, but no, I gave you all your gifts as I bought them this year. I do have a legit Christmas gift for you though. So
wow.
I'm saving it. I bought it early. I'm saving it for Christmas. And actually I have two or three. One's a re-gift. I forgot I bought you. And as I was going through other Christmas stuff.
I bought you something. It was a little splurge where it was it's a tiny gift, but it's also stupidly way too expensive. Where it's just dumb. And I'm like, yay, she will like this. I really pulled a Shannon on that one. But I also got a present for Ashley and I got a present for your kid. And then I think, okay, so I don't remember if you remember this, but like last year I got my dad a fucking fancy fruitcake.
Yeah.
My dad likes real fruitcakes, like fancy ones, not the little square ones that you get at the store that's in like a little box.
He wants
a rum soaked cake that somebody spent 3 months to make.
All right.
So I got him this dark one last year and it was actually good. And I ate it with some kind of cheese that we like. I don't remember, but I ate it with cheese and it was real good. But then my dad said that he really likes blonde fruit cakes and that one was a dark fruit cake. And so I'm like, I did this last year, but should I just keep getting him fruit cakes until we find the perfect one?
Sure. I say go for it.
You think go for it?
Yeah, why not?
I found one from this place that's actually called White Fruitcake. And I was like, yes, he likes them light colored. He thinks that flavor is better. And this one is soaked in cognac.
Yeah. See what happens when you like get a shtick? Do you know how many times I was tagged on Yoda stuff today?
12.
Three times. Two on the new Hasbro remote control Yoda that follows you around the house. Mm-hmm. And once on the new, and we're both going to get this, the Yoda makeup palette coming out.
Oh my God. Yes. My cousin-in-law sent that to me. I responded to her. With a ton of H's.
Right.
What's that?
So we're going to have to get that for sure. Not that I particularly need those colors, but they're not bad.
Baby Yoda. I need it.
I have the Disney villain palette.
I know. I wore my Disney villain lip gloss today.
And I have the Aladdin palette. So I feel like this is just the next step in my makeup evolution. So. Boop, 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 boop. Enjoy that cowbell. Maggie, I want you to really explore the space. I just want you to really like get in, get in to that cowbell.
I was really giving it, you guys.
She was really giving it. Like she was on flat out on SNL.
Oh, so good.
Some I want candy.
Why is it on the Halloween? Oh, because candy. I get it.
Yeah, it's candy.
That thing going around has been messing with my head.
What's messing with your head?
That the song Monster Mash is not it's a song about a song called the Monster Mash, and we don't know what the Monster Mash really sounds like.
Oh, I do! Because Ralph Garman dissects this every single year.
Does he?
So, yes, the guy... So the Monster Mash that became super popular was the third time it had been covered.
What?
Yes. And then that guy had such a big hit that he just kept making different versions of the Monster Mash and beat it to fucking death. Beat it to death. And then he even did some updated 80s ones before he died. It's crazy. Next time Ralph talks about it, I'll give you the 411. It should be soon.
You should just send me it.
Yeah, he talked about it last year. I'd have to go back and find it.
And, no, I just meant that if he talks about it again this year, you should just send me it.
Yeah, I'll download it and send it to you. So, but yeah. Yes, it is a crazy story. I think Bobby Pickett or something is the guy who did it. And then he thought he could just keep doing that with a bunch of other different topics, but that's the same fucking shtick. And everyone was like, no, stop.
That's wildly funny.
It is very funny. So yes. And there have been a few other one hit wonders like that too, where like the originals didn't quite take off, but someone else's version of it, which are very close to the original, took off.
Fascinating.
Yeah. So I've always thought that was cool too. Like, not like American Pie is not one of those, but it, some sort of like 70s Americana song. One of something like that was one of those two.
Oh my goodness.
So I can't remember which one it is off the top of my head, because he does all sorts of really fun. We do a one hit wonders every Wednesday.
I love that.
And TV Tune Tuesdays.
Are we going to get this episode taken down because you keep watching things?
No. No one listens to us. Who's going to take down our episodes for listening to all this popular music?
I got a private YouTube video taken down for using music.
Oh. No, no one finds us.
There was only like 16 views on this video.
YouTube's smart. YouTube actually like scans shit and will warn you, especially if the artist is a dick like Prince and was like, don't use any of my music because dick. Don't use any of my music.
Oh, speaking of things getting taken down, did you see that commercial that we raved about last time got taken down? The owner of the Blind Pig got doxxed. He got harassed.
Why?
Well, because first of all, a bunch of conservatives were like, it's not Trump's fault that your bar is closed down. That's Gretchen Whitmer's fault. Like, he just got slammed with that shit. I am pretty sure that I've caught many diseases at the Blind Pig already.
It's true.
That place is tiny and dirty.
Those were semantics that I was also like, well, it's not really Trump's fault, but it is a political ad. So, you know.
But anyway. Not having a national plan and just letting everyone fend for themselves, that is Trump's fault.
Yes, that is for sure. If we did a national mask mandate, like, we would have this under control and we would have masked herd immunity in like 6 weeks.
It actually infuriates me when I think about that.
Like, so we should... We should already have herd immunity, but we don't.
Yeah.
So
I know. We could just fucking be wearing masks.
Yeah.
Ah!
Now we're just going to wear them forever. That's okay.
I am going to wear them forever. Men do not tell me to smile anymore.
Right?
Worth it.
You should smile. You'll look, you'll work better.
I wonder if I want a mask that says something like that. I'm never taking this off. Don't tell me to smile.
Right?
Something about men telling me to smile. I think that's very funny.
Yep, 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 yep. Oh, man. So we got election next week. So we are going to, my current plan, if I'm not too exhausted tomorrow, is to produce this super quick, get it turn and burn it on Thursday. And then we'll do some throwbacks on Tuesday for past live election coverages. And Tuesday night, we'll be recording live. I've set the invites out. General Backpain's going to join us.
Oh, my goodness.
Hopefully some of our other internet friends from across the world will be joining us, too. So
excitingly.
Some pennies and palers. And some of our PenguinCon buddies and Demon Lobster. So
my friend Naomi was, I always call her Nomi because that's what my brother called her when we were toddlers. Mm-hmm. And so I have a hard time. I'm always like, Naomi, Nomi, Nomi, just had a baby and was like, is there any place fun or interesting to watch? Like, she posted this on Indivisible Dexter. Like, she was like, I want to watch things come in real time, but like, I don't want to be stressing. And like, I'm at home with my baby. Like, who has any ideas? And I was like, I'm going to send you an invite to our Zoom. My best friend and I drink and make ridiculous commentary every year.
Yeah.
And I invited her and she responded yes, like immediately. So like, that's really exciting. Yeah, we went to the same babysitter when we were toddlers.
Awesome. We got Ginger said yes. A few of our friends on our gifting group said yes. Krupa might come.
I love Krupa.
Miss Kelly.
Krupa offered to make me authentic Indian chai. Did you see that?
Awesome. She'll do it for you.
You guys.
We need to take Krupa on vacation with us next time we go somewhere.
Seriously. I ordered myself chai scented deodorant and I love it. And every day I'm like, God damn, I want some fucking chai. You guys missed the visual of me sniffing my pits while I said I want some fucking chai.
Pits.
God damn, it smells good. And so I posted about that being like, and now I want chai every fucking day. And Krupa was like, I should make you authentic Indian chai. And I was like, yes, please. Yes. Make me real chai.
Yes, please. Not that Starbucks shit. I want real chai, please.
Make me your real chai.
I ordered coconut loom. So that's exciting.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to have deodorant for life because I don't wear it as much as I should or could. But yeah. I tried to get my husband to use it. He's like, no, I'll stick with my speed stick. Thanks. I was like, but the aluminum, the aluminium, you're poisoning your body.
Yes.
He's like, yes. I don't want to stink. I've been wearing this since high school. I'm good.
I quit aluminum deodorant in 2005 while I worked at Disney World. Your Disney shirts are real thick, so you couldn't tell. Like, I didn't stink any more than anybody else.
When we go to Disney World, it's the only time I actually do wear real deodorant because I don't need to be adding to the stank.
What I wear is baking soda deodorant, which gives me pit rash.
Yeah, I can't wear baking soda. I break out. So... But I do like the loom. I really like the loom. And quite honestly, I had been using a salt rock for like 2 years. And I just do a salt rock, or they call it a salt crystal. A salt rock and fucking essential oils. Some lavender essential oil. And that was it. It was awesome.
I dig it.
I'm going to bring the volume up on this because why not?
All right, guys, I worked so much today. I just have to clear my throat all the time. I'm really struggling. I've had WAP stuck in my head all fucking day. I'm playing WAP.
It's the ultimate Halloween mix. I'm going to favorite those because it's actually pretty good.
No, I'm saying that I've had wet ass pussy stuck in my head all day.
Want this one next?
Yes, I always want that one. We might piss off Disney, though.
So you keep it low. Slow and low. That is the tempo.
So I'm just like, you know, in tutoring, working, and my head's going, I want you to park that Big Mac truck right.
Right, this little garage. Catherine was walking around the house singing it the other day, and I was just like, just don't sing that outside the house, honey. She was singing a you know, like the clean. I don't know what she was singing. She wasn't saying the P word.
So. I don't want to spit. I want to gulp. Like, I'm just.
Yeah. She was like.
Stop.
Have you seen the gobble, gobble, like the turkey ones?
Yes. Drip, yeah. Gobble me, drip.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip gravy down the side of me.
Side of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I love it. I love it so much.
Catherine keeps wanting to watch this and I won't let her.
I told you just to let her. I'm not coming over.
No, I'm not going to let her watch it without you.
I'm not coming over. You just keep going to things.
We can do a screen share.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll love that.
It's for you, not for her. Like, I'm holding out for like, you.
One, I watch it all the time. So, like, I too, I don't get to like be there to watch or enjoy it. Like, and I'm not coming over because you just keep going to shit.
I mean, we're not going to Greenfield Village with anyone. We're going by ourselves.
There's gonna be people there.
In masks outside. Limited admissions. We're doing an outside COVID-friendly event.
I know I was going to go with you. I'm just being an ass now.
Oh, I like this one.
Oh, the Marilyn Manson cover. Yeah. It's so good. It's so good. There's a Korn cover of Kidnap the Sandy Claws also.
Yeah, I've heard that one too.
That one's really good.
I do love this
Someone
one.
Someone said the Oogie Boogie song was the worst song on that. So the album is called Nightmare Revisited, and it is the Nightmare Before Christmas all done with covers, right?
Yeah.
So the Oogie Boogie song doesn't have any words. It's just, it's Rodrigo y Gabriela, and they are doing like...
instrumental?
Flamenco. Yeah, instrumental flamenco, where they got the like dung da 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 dung, and he's like hitting the guitar and stuff like dung da 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 da, right? And he's got the like, they're doing it all instrumental and guitar, and I love that, and it's incredible. And someone was like, it's the worst song on the whole thing. I was like, no, it's not. The town meeting song is the worst thing on the whole thing, because it's not even exactly a song on the movie. They're just kind of like sing talking the words, and the people who did it made it 9 minutes long.
Oh wow, that's crazy.
It's so bad. I was like, how could I can get that you don't like the Oogie Boogie cover, but like there's no way that that is the worst one on there. You're insane.
Yeah,
it's the 9 minute screeching song. That's the worst one on there.
Yeah. I love it. Love it. Should we remind everyone how horrified you were when you walked through House of a Thousand Corpses last year?
It was very scary.
And how delighted I was.
I mean, I was delighted when Slimer jumped out of the wall and scared me. I screamed and clapped and laughed.
Yes, that was amazing. The Ghostbusters house was awesome because that met your expectations. You wanted Slimer to jump out. And so that's why it was exciting and fun.
Right. It was like there was like a slight scream in there of surprise, but also like laughing and clapping.
And
like,
delight. Yes.
I thought this is what I wanted. That's what I wanted. Just jumped out of me.
Slimer got me! Oh, it's my dreams come true!
All I want is to be slimed on, you guys.
Right? Well, come here, I'll lick you. I'll slime you real good. Yeah, no. I can see how House of a Thousand Corpses was scary if you have not seen those movies. For sure. And it honestly could have been scarier. Like, could have been scarier. That was
I
like...
I had no context for it. And they were women, like, screaming.
Yeah.
Looking like they were being tortured.
Oh, they were. Yeah.
I mean, that was what you were supposed to think for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, that movie's jacked up. I recommend it. It's good. I don't watch too many horror movies, but I will watch any Rob Zombie flick. He's a good...
What is
good
your
horror film?
What is your like favorite Halloween movie?
Like Halloween movie or scary movie?
Scary movie, any of the above, whatever.
I don't watch a ton, so the ones I do, I tend to like them all. You know, so House of a Thousand Corpses is good, and they did like two or three follow-ups to that. And it's like a reimagining of like Texas Chainsaw Massacre and that family. And I actually really like Valentine's Day with David Boreanaz. That was a slasher film about a guy who just like started killing this group of girls who were all friends. And they all happened to like treat this one little kid like shit when they were in school, except for the one blonde. And I won't give the ending away, but I'm sure you can guess. And then, you know, I love Ghostbusters and shit. You know,
I like love Ghostbusters.
Suspenseful stuff is fun, but
we had Beetlejuice on the other day.
Beetlejuice is good.
My mom had never seen it.
What?
She'd never seen it.
That's crazy.
It is utterly ridiculous. But she got to enjoy the like beauty of seeing Beetlejuice for the first time. So
that is lovely. So she got to see Carathern O'Hara wear a glove as a hat.
The headband. She's wearing a glove as a headband.
Headband.
She wears a wig as a hat in Schitt's Creek.
Yes.
And that's the comparison. And we love it. What a goddess.
This is a really great playlist.
Yeah, I dig
it. I'm like really, really digging it. We'll continue basement to play Jacks. Clips of stuff.
Basement Jacks. I was listening to the Basement Jacks channel today.
One hair. I've never heard that. You want me to play it next?
Yeah, I don't know it.
It's called Dracula. Open the by main saying edit.
Basement Jacks, because they always do. That's one of my favorite jokes that I made up. Where I'd be like, listen, it would be amazing to be in the Basement Jacks because they always start out their song saying yo or saying the name of their band. And you just be like, you guys, should we say Basement Jacks when we start this song?
Kind of like Mr. Worldwide. Like,
or should we say no this time?
Right? Like, you know, it's a fucking goddamn, what's his face? One of his songs. He's always just like, Mr. Worldwide. And Pitbull. You're just like, shut up, Pitbull.
That's Pitbull, right?
Shut up. Yeah. I'm trying to get, like, my view fixed. Because I don't like you not integrated into my screen. And I can't figure out how to fix that. Do you have like gallery view
of what?
What do you see on your computer right now?
I have you and me over in the corner, like there, very tiny.
Okay. Oh, very tiny. So you can fix that, you know, and like hit your gallery view thumbnail video. Maybe I hid myself, so that's why I can't see it myself. Maybe that's why I can't fix my view. I hide myself so I don't get Zoom fatigue.
Yeah.
And maybe that will fix that.
I normally do that. All right. Nope. When I switched what I was doing and it still looks the same. But nobody cares about this. This is an incredibly boring conversation for all of the people listening right now. All three of you. What are you making that face about? Trying to keep the content interesting,
relevant, and interesting. No one cares about your Zoom views, Shannon.
Content lately? Shows?
Oh, podcasts. Oh, we watched that Babysitter Monster Club thing. That was really good.
Was it cute?
We really highly recommended. It was cute. So, it was good. Let me get the name of it real quick, and you share something, and I'll go get the name.
I don't remember what I've been watching, to be perfectly honest with you. I opened my thing so that I could see it. Yeah, I don't know.
Good beat.
I watched fewer things this week because of Zelda being here. I watched some Blippi, and we watched the original Jungle Book. Oh, I did pick up, mostly what I've been watching this week is Earth to Ned again. I was showing it to Ashley.
Oh yeah.
And Amphibia. I took John's recommendation and
yeah, we watched the first one of that, but I didn't really sit down and watch it. Like I was doing stuff and Catherine was watching it and she said she liked it. So we'll sit down and watch that together soon. And yeah, I do have Earth to Ned on my watch list.
So yeah, I'm going to rewatch it this weekend too. So my old roommate Amy is coming for Loungeween and she said that she wanted me to pick the shows because I always pick good shows. Mm-hmm. But like I have a lot now that I feel like there's a lot of pressure. I got to pick good shows.
No. Pick good shows. You could always watch all the Halloween episodes from Community.
We could do that.
They did. Like they have like 8, right? They did one every season,
bunch of them.
As well as there's 6 for Brooklyn 9, 5 or 6 for Brooklyn 99.
Well, I am most definitely going to show her Earth to Ned because I love Earth to Ned.
It was a babysitter's guide to monster hunting. Super cute. Highly recommend Netflix.
Okay.
That was good. It has a really diverse cast too.
This is exciting. So there was a podcast that was like limited. It was called Dr. Death. And it was about this man who like just did like spinal surgery and was fully incompetent at his job.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, he would fuck people up all the time, paralyze them. He killed his best friend, apparently. Like,
oh, did you say that was a documentary?
It was a podcast documentary.
I think I've heard that story. The incompetent doctor that like just was killing everyone. We also watched Catherine.
Wait, I'm not done. There was a second part to that. Okay. Sorry. So there's a season two. It was a limited podcast run, but there's a season two of it coming out about the guy in Detroit who just kept on giving people chemo who didn't have. Do you remember that guy? There was a guy from Metro Detroit who kept giving people chemo who didn't have cancer. So the second season of Dr. Death is about that guy. So that was what I wanted. They've done a little preview thing and I'm kind of excited for it.
Oh, man, that's fucked up. This is why minorities don't trust doctors. White people are just dumb. We watched Over the Moon. It is an Asian movie. Fueled by memories of her mother, resourceful Fei Fei builds a rocket to the moon on a mission to prove the existence of a legendary moon goddess. It was cute. It started out being realistic, and she built her rocket, and she shoved the ass full of fireworks, and she got real high up in the air, and then, like, oh, she started falling. Oh, my God. This isn't, like, you know, like, the imagination wasn't kicking in. Mm-hmm. And then last second, the moon goddess sent down her flying dragons or lions and grabbed the capsule and took it to the moon.
Okay, then.
Then shit got real. So that might be fun watching high. So It was cute.
Just saying.
Catherine enjoyed it. It is number three in top in the USA today. So Schitt's Creek still in the top 10. It is literally number 10. So
still your favorite show.
Yeah. So we watched as promised children's content this week.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed Amphibia, though not as much as Star versus the Forces of Evil.
Yeah.
But I am enjoying it quite a bit. I can't wait for you to start Gravity Falls.
Oh, we need to do the article I've been saving for a whole week.
Tell me.
Speaking of Halloween, Shannon and Maggie would like to present to you 16 sex toys you should treat yourself to just in time for Halloween. Number one, and this is a BuzzFeed article. Number one, we have the Dracula dildo with real feel skin for a Nosferatu-y thing. It's red. It's like blood red.
Does it look like Dracula? You gotta just send me the link.
I can do that. So you can read along.
So I can help you describe things.
Technology, we have it. That's like blood red. It does not look like Dracula, other than it's like blood red.
I was really hoping that it would just red, like, penis. Look
have like a Dracula face on it with fangs.
Yeah. Dracula faced penis.
I think that's more of the Frankenstein dildo. Same line. God. A stitched together surface and bolts at the base. That'll be like the best parts of your past BFS put together to serve you. What's a BFS? Like a sex of like, I don't know.
It's boyfriends.
Boyfriends. Oh, okay.
BFs. Okay. Boyfriends.
BFs.
Yeah. Those bolts coming out of the top.
Yeah.
Those look like something. I mean, it wouldn't go inside you, but that is
right. There's something, wild. A little something. An alien-made masturbator. So it's a fleshlight that's blue. I can't tell if it's an alien mouse or if it's like from aliens,
or if it's supposed or to if be it's an alien like, vagina.
Yeah, it might just be blue alien vagina, like that Cameron movie. What is it? What is it? The Earth people, the blue people.
Avatar?
Avatar. It might be an Avatar fleshlight. Not sure.
Oh, I was thinking the Fifth Element.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The singer, the opera singer.
Diva? Was it, yeah, what is the
diva,
name, really?
The diva, I don't know. A smiling, vibrating jack. So this is a black cock ring with a vibrating pumpkin at the head of it to tickle your clitoris. That's cute. I'd buy that. A vibrating ghost. Same premise, a cock ring, but like the mouth of the ghost is where the penis goes.
It's got a giant mouth that goes around the penis.
Giant mouth. That has a vibrator on it for the clitoris, but nothing to stimulate the clitoris. So I'm a little confused here.
Yeah.
We then have a 3D printed vampire liquor dildo. So that might be more of the speed you were thinking of on the previous vampire dildo.
That has teeth in it. That has teeth sticking out forward. So like if you are trying to smash yourself with that dildo, you are going to get some teeth
on your labias.
Right on your labias. So this labias don't like teeth.
This is a giant long tongue, like the tongue of your dreams that you would screw, and the base of it is the vampire lips and teeth.
Okay, but also, why is that tongue so pointy?
Yes, that's gonna I
like my cervix exactly where it is.
I was going to say, that might rupture your cervix. So if you have an IUD, I don't recommend this one.
That one looks just like it would be painful.
Yeah. I do love the jack-o'-lantern ball gag. Very cute.
That is exactly what you were imagining. Very triangle cute. Eyes, nose, little.
Yeah.
And then the back of the pumpkin goes in your mouth.
Yeah.
With the strap around your head. And so your partner is looking at a little pumpkin head.
A little pumpkin head. We then have the hand-painted zombie dildo. So this is like a fleshy looking penis that's deteriorating and a little bloody. So
that. Why?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
It also has a flat base, so it appears to maybe go, it might be an attachment, you know, if you have underwear that holds penises.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, it would totally fit in all of my strap-ons.
Strap-on stuff, yeah.
But that looks like the shit of nightmares. That looks like a penis with syphilis. That is some syphilis sores.
That does look like a penis you don't want to fuck, ever.
You don't want to fuck that penis.
No, that one's got some sort of disease. Wrap that up, baby. Go home. Bye-bye. Number 9, this sweet silicone dildo. These look like candy corn. So there's a candy corn looking penis. Very cute.
I dig that. It doesn't shape like a candy corn. That would be like a butt plug.
Yeah.
This is a dildo that like is a white, orange, orange, yellow.
Yeah. Yep. And then we have a tentacle dildo, and that looks exciting. Number 10.
That one's nice. Yeah, I appreciate that for the piece of art that it is.
It is very beautiful. Very beautiful. It is some sort of octopus tentacle, but that's blue and red, but it's very detailed. I like it. I might put that on a table for a piece of art. Here is legit the alien dildo. So the alien from Aliens, the mother queen. You're just going to jump on that thing and ride it.
You need to look at my face. Like, I mean, I can't remake it, but I was just like.
Yeah, I have pursed lips and I'm dubious. No thanks.
The alien one doesn't look like it would be uncomfortable. Let's just put it like that.
No, it kind of looks short and stout. So that might be a fun time, but I'm just not into that particular one.
Maybe the next one, though, which is the double-ended alien dildo.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't like the first alien one, you can now have a double-ended one.
It's got alien. So the same. It's the same concept. Just
it may have you acting like you're in space where no one can hear you scream. Oh, look at that. A little glow-in-the-dark.
This next one is cute.
Butt plug. A little glow-in-the-dark. Ghosty butt plugs.
It looks like a person wearing a sheet, but it's been tied around the middle and it flares out. Like, I'm trying to describe it so you guys can imagine it. So it's really dark and looks like a little ghost.
Take that little KKK butt plug and shove it up your ass.
That's where exactly it belongs. What it looks like.
Ghost eyes. There's also a creepy alien fleshlight. It's green and kind of looks like it has teeth. That's kind of.
I think those look like claws.
Yeah,
those
claws.
Like clawed fingers.
Yeah. Here is another. It's a paddle. It's a tombstone. Rest in peace, silicone paddle.
I would have that. I would own that.
Yeah.
I would smack someone with that.
Yeah. Maybe you get some red RIP and branded on your ass with some skulls.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's cute. And then my favorite, the Marilyn Manson dildo. It legit is a black dildo. It doesn't look like a penis, but it has Marilyn Manson's face at the head of it. A little creepy. Not bad though. Ta-da! So your top 16 picks for Halloween themed sex toys. I'm underwhelmed.
They were hilarious to look at. I'm not buying any of them except for maybe the paddle that looks like a tombstone. Paddle.
Yeah, the red Dracula dildo is not bad. He's very realistic. And the Frankenstein one was a little long, but out of all of them, maybe the red one. I was interested in the tongue, but it does come to an extreme point. So that
point, I like my cervix where it is. Yeah. And I like my labia without teeth in them.
I don't need a pierced cervix. So if I need a pierced cervix, I'll go to my doctor.
And have them put in another IUD.
Yes, have them put in a, dilate me and put in an IUD.
Let me tell you, I almost passed out from that.
I hear it's very painful, which is why I don't have one. I don't have one.
Like, I don't know. Have you ever almost passed out where you felt really warm and the people started sounding like the teacher from
wah, 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 yeah, I'm very familiar with that sound, actually.
I had that. I was very warm and they sounded far away and like Charlie Brown's teacher. So yeah, I almost passed out from the pain.
My titties look so huge when I sit like this.
Yeah, no, I have the same thing in my office where if I'm like that. Down, like why am I shaped like this? I made myself the ugliest shape, you guys.
Even when I sit up, I'm just like, oh, they feel so saggy. Whatever. So, I'm 42. Who cares? I'm just going to chop them off. I don't need them.
Still want a boob job. I'm 38. I can still get one.
I'm just going to get them chopped off. I don't need them. No reason to have them anymore.
Just give me yours. I don't want all of them. I just want you to share.
You don't want these.
I don't. You want smaller ones. I want larger ones. I just want to be proportional. Like proportional.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what weight I have been, my boobs have been too small for my body.
Oh my God, go get it. Go get some little C cups.
These count as double D's, but so much of it is in my armpit. Like the difference. So for men out there who are listening to this ridiculous episode, the way they determine your bra size is like they measure underneath your boob.
Yes.
And they measure around the fattest part of your boob.
Correct.
Like the differences between those two things
is your cup size. 1 inch per cup size.
So, but like, I'm not lying. So much of my boob is under my arm. Like that is so much of my boob.
That is a lot. Like I don't have that much.
I know.
Can you see my boob?
Like, yeah.
Here's my boob.
Yeah.
Like I just have normal side boob.
No, I have a million side boob. I'm like all side boob. Oh, I hate my life. I want to die. I don't really, guys. I mean, not right at this moment. I'm fine for now. So I told my friend Will, I was like, ask me a question for the podcast. And I don't know if he's being serious, because he and I are 95% joking with each other all the time. So is this a serious question? Is this a fake question?
I don't know. Let's ask it. Let's figure it out.
Do you feel disconnected from your peers because they are just stupid? Which, when I lived in Florida, I was like, I am the smartest person in this whole state. Like, everyone here is dumber than me.
Let's say, but
I don't
feel
like that in Michigan as much. I actually do have smart friends here.
Yeah, I don't. I think there are dumb people in there. I don't think my peers are dumb. I think people younger than me might be a little dumb, but that's mostly just from lack of life experience. Not that they're dumb.
No, no. Dumb. I had no life experience when I was 22. Everyone was dumber than me.
Yeah, but that's just Florida for you.
It is Florida.
There's a reason everyone in Florida goes to the bad place.
Yep.
Florida and Arizona, automatic, and France, automatic trips to the bad place.
And so then he has a follow-up second question. How do you stand having conversations with people that cannot connect two dots together?
I feel like that's almost the same question.
I mean, I feel like that might be a personal question for his life. Maybe that's what's going on.
Did we just have a pen pals episode? Do we need to give some life advice? Do you connect with people who can't connect two dots? Is that what he asked?
How can you stand conversing with people who can't connect two dots?
You just don't, I mean, man. You just like fucking walk away.
You just, yeah, that's what I was going to say. You leave that situation.
Yeah.
That's, you go, okay, cool.
Well, that's a thing you just said, you know.
Yes, the classic Maggie. Well, that's a thing you just said.
Which I've adopted into my life and say it.
I love that you say that.
Frequently.
My friend Danielle's was always good to know.
I do love, well, that's a thing you just said, because that is just like the right amount of backhandedness without being like,
you goddamn fucking idiot.
Yeah, like, what?
And then also,
or like, I say it at work quite often, actually, and it's when I'm just like so dumbfounded, and it's might not be appropriate to use curse words, that I just look at my bosses and I'm like, well, that's a thing you just said right there.
Love that you have adopted that at work. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I use it at work all the time.
Yes. Like, I mean, I very often use it on the internet when talking to racists or sexists or transphobes, just like hateful idiots who make no sense. And I go, well, that's a thing you just said.
Co-workers.
But it also comes in life. I just mostly often use it to people on the internet.
I think we should make it the official northern way of saying
bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
That's a thing you just said. I was gonna say, like, in my job with children who don't understand high school, like, I do have to converse with people who can't connect two dots. And how do I do it? With tons of empathy and
tons of heart blessing.
Yeah.
God bless your heart.
And a drug abuse problem.
Yes. So. We self-medicate and bless hearts. That's how we do that.
Bless your heart.
I do legit have Janet and David and sexy Jeff Goldblum staring at me here at my desk.
The three best.
Yes.
Is it Farm David?
It is Farm David.
Yes. Of course it is.
Yeah. So yeah. He looks like he's protecting Jeff, who's sprawled out underneath him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Janet's off in the corner as my assistant in waiting. So it's very comforting.
I love that.
Yep. Man.
also in response to my friend Will's question. So my friend Danielle, when she was in college, had this person, I think it was, I mean, I know
this
it was
is
a woman.
This was your Will, not my Will. Two different
correct
Wills.
Yes. Yeah. That was who asked the question, my Will. So Danielle's friend in college completely unironically said, it is a burden being such a benefit to society, which I thought was the funniest fucking shit I had ever heard. So I say it as a joke sometimes, but in answer to the question of like, how do you deal with stupid peers? Like, it is a burden being such a benefit to society.
Here we go. I think he should officially adopt that.
Officially adopt that as his catchphrase.
Yeah.
But also I give him permission to use, well, that's the thing you just said.
Change approved.
Boom. We've approved it.
Should make it a thing. Well, my love, are you about ready to wrap this mother up?
Yeah, I'm going to go make myself some tea and I'm going to drink that tea because my throat hurts so bad from working all day and then podcasting.
Yes.
So,
I told you to go get some tea while we were sitting here.
Yeah, but I didn't.
And now you regret that, don't you?
I have so many regrets.
So many regrets.
Oh, the regrets.
All right. Wrap us up.
You guys, warning, fair warning, everyone. I'm drinking next week I'm drinking for live election coverage that you're not going to hear for 2 days.
Yes. Live election coverage.
That you're not going to hear for 2 days. All right. Find us on social media at That More Thing. That is the name of the podcast you've been listening to. And you can interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 254 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.